Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So I'm really not sure about, honestly, the best policy, because I started this whole thing by matching on Tinder with my coworker's boyfriend.
Oh, not good.
Exactly. And my coworker is, she's amazing. She's actually become a bit of a friend to me. She's a single mom. She has a young daughter. She's a widow. And her husband passed away a couple of years ago. And so we got friendly at work. And she was telling me she had to get a second job to make ends meet when her husband died. She always had, even before that, she had bad luck with men. And then she tells me she found a great guy. She's actually happy. She was able to quit the other job because he's been helping out. He took her and her daughter to Disney.
Oh, wow.
But I've never met her boyfriend, and I'm single, and I got on all the dating apps, you know, after my last breakup, and matched with a great guy. He said he just got out of a messy relationship with a needy woman. And we've been dating, I don't know, about a month, but I've been dating other people. And when he told me that he was going on a guy's weekend, I saw my coworker's picture from Disney, and there he was.
Oh my God, that's when you put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put it together like 2 minutes ago. I mean, as soon as you started telling the story, I'm like, uh-oh.
Don't you wish life had the footnotes?
It really would be helpful.
You know, but yeah, I mean, look, I don't mind ghosting him, right? Like, whatever, what a jerk, right? But I also don't know if I should be the person to tell her.
Because it sucks, because it's not your job to tell her, but at the same time, it's not probably just you he's doing this with.
Probably not, because he knew that I was dating other people and he was totally fine with it. So that, to me, is code that he's dating other people as well.
Right.
So I was talking with my friend, my non-work friends, my real friends about it. And they're telling me, leave it alone, you know, mind your business. I know it would be awkward if I did tell her, especially at work.
Yeah.
If she finds out on her own that he's a dirtbag, I mean, I don't know, right? Like, do I tell her because it's only a matter of time, she'll figure it out eventually? You know, everybody does. Like, these things don't stay hidden forever.
Right.
But I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. I don't know if it's okay with her if he dates other people. Am I just trying to make myself feel better because I feel guilty? I don't know.
What are the text messages saying?
I mean, this is like the situation. You meet somebody, you kind of think they're great, and then you realize, oh my God, my coworker has been dating this person. That's awesome. Us women need to stick together and put the blame squarely where it belongs, on the cheating man.
Yeah.
She should tell her, provide the evidence, and block that man from every platform. Yeah, you're right. It is so true. You don't ever want to be the bearer of bad news. I understand that. Someone else said, break it off with the guy, but don't tell her. Oh. Let her find out on her own. She's going to need an ally. Oh my gosh. Ask your coworker. Oh my gosh. Oh boy. I don't know if I ask your coworker to set up a double date with him and you and the person she's dating and see what happens.
Oh.
Because it's the same man.
I mean, you can trap him at that point. Then it's going to be like dumb.
Sorry, I didn't mean it. Do you do well with awkward though?
No.
I don't. Really.
No. I can't break. Anything that I feel like is going to hurt your feelings is awkward. It sucks because, I mean, probably the right thing would be to do is tell her, but I don't know.
See, she says that, but she has no problem doing it to people here.
You're different. Just you, buddy. Just you.
Me. She'll sit here and be like, I can't be mean to people. I can't do that. You big dummy.
Hey, you say it back to me.
Yeah, well, I get it. I'm just kidding. Yes, but a lot of people are saying you got to set this guy up. Like, you got to catch him in the act. Girl power. You've got to be there for each other because, you know, he's just going to keep doing this thing. And the problem is, though, he's a dumb guy. If he's doing it and gets caught, he'll just start it again with somebody else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got to remember things like Tinder, Bumble, whatever they are. They're just huge nightclubs of the 21st century. I mean, you know, you and your friends went out to a bar back in the day and you met a guy. Well, a week later, he was at a different bar and met a different girl.
Yeah. Oh, you're so right.
Yeah, they're just online doing it now.
Yeah. I think the consensus is here. You just have to basically step up, tell your coworker and try to, I mean, maybe it's the bigger thing is just to move on. Well, tell her and be done with it.
This is kind of good advice. Either way, you're going to lose this friend. Because this person said, I've done both. I've stayed out of it, and then I've said something. And either way, I lost my friend.
Okay.
So stay true to yourself. That's what matters. Do what makes you feel better. I mean, this, because she's done nothing wrong. It just feels icky.
It does,
that's
yeah.
what sucks.
So,
Dirty dog out there. He's the guy doing something wrong. I think tell her.
Okay. So you say tell her. What do you say, Wes?
No.
Don't tell her. No. Oh, I'm the tiebreaker. I say tell her. And we're the ones who don't even like awkward. How funny is that? And we're the ones who told us to say something.
And I kind of embrace awkward. I'm like, no, keep that to yourself.
I just feel bad.
Well, thank you so much for helping out for Love 'Em or List 'Em.